The recording that you're about to listen to is a talk from the City Bible Forum. We would appreciate you respecting our copyright by not making copies of this talk or altering the content in any way. We hope that you find the material beneficial. If you would like more information on the City Bible Forum, you can visit us on the web at citybibleforum.org.
Sure. So most of you have done this with me before, but some of you haven't, so I'll go through the whole explanation again. So for many of us, if I was to get up and say, the water is contaminated, it must be boiled before it's safe to drink, we would boil the water. But in many parts of the world, they won't understand. You have to tell a story. You have to say, Mary and her family were always getting sick. One day Mary boiled her water and she and her family no longer got sick. And the people will suddenly realize from the story how things work and therefore what they need to do. So you're seeing two different types of learning. One type of learning is called abstract, ideational, propositional learning, where we begin with a theory and then we can work out what to do. But the other sort is called concrete, relational learning, where you learn through stories and examples, and from that you can work out the theory of what to do. Two different ways of learning, and they reckon that the majority of Australians, about 80% of us, prefer concrete, relational learning, and they reckon 90% of the non-Western world, Africans, Asians, prefer concrete learning. So when I did medicine, it was 5 years of theory, and then we see a patient, so that's abstract learning. But if you're a builder, you begin on the building site, and then you go to college for Unite classes, that's concrete relational learning. Just out of interest, if all of us were here to get a brand new plasma smart TV that connects you with the internet, but it's cutting-edge technology, who here would just turn it on and consult the manual later? Who here would just turn it on? All right, majority. Who here would think, nah, I gotta read the manual first before I turn it on? All right, minority. So three people versus the rest. So if you need the manual first, you're an abstract learner. If you just turn on first, you're a concrete relational learner. So again, the majority of us learn that way. It's just that we got dragged kicking and screaming into a learning type we did not prefer at university. That's why it felt so forced. And the way church is usually done is through abstract learning. So this 20-minute sermon with application at the end, a Bible study with application at the end, that's abstract learning. But today I'm going to do storytelling. Some of you have done it with me before. This works best because it's concrete relational learning. This works best if you just look at me. So don't look at the piece of paper. Don't try to take notes because that's abstract learning. Don't look at your Bible. Don't open your phone. Don't open your computer. Just look at me as I tell you the story. That's how it's going to work. And I'm going to tell the story to you three times. First time, I just want you to imagine what's going on. The second time, I want you to remember what's going on. Because the third time, you're going to help me retell what's going on. This is Luke 18. It's an eyewitness account of a sort of a day in the life of Jesus, written by Luke. But it's a long episode. There are five episodes of today's story. So you've got to really, really pay attention. Don't freak out. It'll go a long time. All right, are we ready? Okay, let's go. This is the first time. Just enjoy the story and imagine what's going on. Jesus told this parable to his disciples, so that they will keep on praying and never give up hope. Jesus said, in a town was a judge, and this judge didn't fear God, and he didn't care what people thought. But in the town was also a widow, and she kept coming to the judge saying, grant me justice from my opponent. Now, for a long time, the judge ignored her, but finally he said to himself, I don't fear God, I don't care what people think, but because this woman keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, just so she stops coming to attack me. And then Jesus said, listen to what the unjust judge says. Well, how much more will God give justice to his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? God will give them justice, and he will do it quickly. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? And then Jesus told another parable, this time to those who are confident of their own righteousness and they look down on everybody else. Jesus said, two men went to a temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, he stood up and he prayed to God, "Oh God, I thank you. I'm not like other people. I don't rob. I don't do bad things. I don't cheat on my wife. And I'm not like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all I get." But the tax collector, he stood at a distance. He wouldn't even look up to heaven. Instead, he beat his chest and he said, "Oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner." And Jesus said, this man, not the other man, this man went home justified before God. Because whoever lifts themselves up will be humbled, but whoever humbles themselves will be lifted up. And then people brought their babies to Jesus, hoping that Jesus would lay his hands on them. But Jesus' disciples rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him. He said, "Let the children come. Don't stop them. Because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, unless you receive the kingdom of God like a little child, you will not enter it." And then a ruler came to Jesus and he said, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said, "Why do you call me good? Only God is good. Anyway, you know the commandments. Don't cheat on your wife. Don't kill anyone. Don't steal. Don't lie. Honor your mother and father." And the man said, "I've kept all of these since I was a boy." And Jesus said, "There's one thing you still need to do. Sell everything you have, give it to the poor, you will receive treasures in heaven, and then come, follow me." At this, the man became very sad because he was very wealthy. And Jesus said, "Oh, how hard it is for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to squeeze through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." Then the crowd said, "Well, who can be saved then?" And Jesus says, "Yes, what is impossible for people is possible for God." And then Peter said, "But we've left everything to follow you." And Jesus said, "Yes. And whoever gives up their home, their wife, their brother and sister, their parents, their children, for the sake of the kingdom of God, will receive many times more in this age, and in the age to come, they will receive eternal life." And then Jesus called his disciples aside and said, "We have to go to Jerusalem, so that everything that the prophets said about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He'll be handed over to the Gentiles. They will mock him. They will insult him. They will spit on him. They will whip him. They will kill him. But on the third day, he'll rise again." Oh, but the disciples didn't understand any of this because the meaning was hidden from them. They didn't know what Jesus was talking about. All right, well done. So that was a long thing. There are five episodes. And maybe as an exercise, start thinking, why are they put together by Luke? Somehow they're related. So maybe begin and start thinking, what is the relationship between these five stories? Okay, so if you just join us, we're doing storytelling. I'm telling the same story. I've told it once so we can imagine it. I'm telling the same story a second time so you can remember it, because you're going to help me retell it the third time. So again, it works best if you just look at me. Resist the temptation to cheat by looking at Bibles or the sheet in front of you, or by taking notes. All right, let's go. Second time. Try to remember it. Jesus told this parable to his disciples so that they would keep on praying and not give up hope. Jesus said there was a town and there was a judge, and this judge did not fear God and he didn't care what people thought. But in the town was also a widow who kept coming to the judge saying, grant me justice from my opponent. Now, for a long time, the judge kept ignoring her, but finally he said, oh, even though I don't fear God and I don't care what people think, because this woman keeps bothering me, I will give her justice just so she stops coming to attack me. And Jesus said, listen to what the unjust judge says. How much more will God give justice to his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? God will give them justice and he'll do it quickly. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? And then Jesus told another parable, this time to those who are confident of their righteousness and they look down on everybody else. Jesus said, two men went to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, he stood up and he prayed to God, God, I thank you, I'm not like other people. I don't rob, I don't do bad things, I don't cheat on my wife, and I'm not like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of everything I get. But the tax collector, he stood at a distance. He wouldn't even look up to heaven. Instead, he beat his chest and he said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And Jesus said, this man, not the other man, this man went home justified before God. Because whoever lifts themselves up will be humbled, but whoever humbles themselves will be lifted up. And people try to bring their babies to Jesus, so Jesus will put their hands on them, his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him. He said, let the children come, don't stop them, because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, unless you receive the kingdom of God like a little child, you cannot enter it. And then a ruler came to Jesus and he said, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, why do you call me good? Only God is good. Anyway, you know the commandments. Don't cheat on your wife. Don't kill anyone. Don't steal. Don't lie. Honor your father and mother. But the man said, I've kept all of these since I was a boy. And Jesus said, well, there's one thing you still need to do. Sell everything you have, give it to the poor, then you'll have treasures in heaven, and then follow me. At this, the man became very sad because he was very wealthy. And Jesus said, oh, how hard it is for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to squeeze through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. And then the crowd said, well, who then can be saved? And Jesus said, yep, what is impossible for people is possible for God. And then Peter said, but Lord, we've left everything to follow you. And Jesus said, yes. And whoever leaves their home, their wife, their brother and sister, their parents and their children for the sake of the kingdom of God, they will receive many times more in this age and in the age to come, eternal life. And then Jesus called aside his disciples and said, we have to go to Jerusalem so that everything the prophet said about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He'll be handed over to the Gentiles. They will mock him. They will insult him. They will spit on him. They will whip him. They will kill him. But on the third day, he'll rise again. Oh, but the disciples didn't understand any of this. The meaning was hidden from them. They didn't know what Jesus was talking about. All right, well done. You guys were listening very well then. So, long story, 5 episodes. Let's see if you can help me retell it. Don't worry, I'll do all the hard bits. I'll just get you to do the key words. How's that sound? All right, let's go. All right, so first episode. Jesus told a parable to, can you remember who?
Disciples.
Oh, well done. Jesus told a parable to his disciples. And why? So that they would
continue to pray and to not lose hope.
That's right. Keep on praying and don't give up hope. Well done. So in the city, he says, in a city there was a judge. Thank you. I forgot myself. Thank you. And what was the thing about this judge?
He didn't fear God and he didn't care what other people
thought. Yeah, didn't fear God, didn't care what other people thought. And then in the town was a widow, and she kept coming to the judge crying out for, grant me justice. That's right. But for a long time, the judge ignored her. But finally he said, oh, even though I don't fear God, even though I don't care what people think, because this woman keeps bothering me, I will give her
what she wants.
Yeah, which was justice. I'll give her justice so she stops attacking me. And then Jesus said, well, listen to what the unjust judge says. How much more will God give justice to his chosen ones? Well done. Who and what do they do? Yeah, cry out to him day and night. And God will give them. And he will do it quickly. Well done. You guys are doing really well. You're killing this. But when the who? Son of Man. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find
faith
on earth? That's episode one. Episode two. Jesus tells another parable, this time to yeah, yeah, feel confident of their righteousness. And what else did they do? They looked down on everybody else. And Jesus said, two men went to the temple to pray. Pharisee, tax collector. Pharisee, he stands up, says to God, dear God, what was his prayer?
I
thank you that I'm not like other people. Because what doesn't he do? He hasn't.
Doesn't rob.
Well,
doesn't
do bad things. And he doesn't cheat on his wife. That's amazing. And certainly not like this tax collector. But instead, what does he do? He
fasts twice a week.
Fast twice a week, which apparently is way more than he had to. And what else does he do?
Give
a tenth of everything he gets, which apparently was way more than he had to. Tax collector, instead, he stands at a distance, won't even look up to heaven, and he beats his chest and he prays.
Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
Yeah. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. And Jesus says, this man, not the other man, this man, he goes home
justified.
Well done, justified before God. And you think, why Jesus? Why was his explanation? Because
those who lift themselves up will be humbled, and those who are humbled will be lifted up.
Yeah, well done. That's the explanation from Jesus. Then we get the third episode. People bring
babies,
hoping Jesus put their hands on them. Disciples rebuke. Jesus calls the children, let them come, don't stop them. Why? Because
the kingdom of God belongs to those such as these.
Well done. Kingdom of God belongs to those such as these. And he says, I tell you the truth, unless you receive the kingdom like a child, you will not enter it. Well done. And that's when a ruler comes to Jesus and he says, good teacher, what must I do to have or inherit eternal life? Jesus says, well, why do you call me good? Only God is good. Anyway, you know the commands. And Jesus just rattles off five big commands. What are the five big commands? Don't steal. Don't lie. Don't commit adultery. Don't kill. And the last one we can never remember, but the Asians will. Honor your mother and father. That's it. And the man says, hey, I've done all of these since I was a boy. And Jesus says, wow, there's one thing you lack. Sell everything you have, give to the poor, and you will have,
treasures in
heaven. And then
come
follow me. And the man becomes very sad because he was
very wealthy.
And Jesus says, oh, how hard it is for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. Easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. And then the crowd say something interesting. They say, who? Yeah, who then can be saved? So they've made a logical link, haven't they? If the rich, powerful person can't be saved, what chance do we have? And Jesus says, yeah, that's right. What was his answer? That's right, Jesus. You got it. It is impossible for people to be saved. It's only possible with God's help. That's really what he's saying. And then Peter's not sure now. Well, have we done the right thing? We've left everything to follow you. And Jesus says, yes. Whoever, now see if you can remember them. I can remember them yesterday when I did this. Whoever gives up, can you remember what the five
house,
things were? House.
His wife.
Wife.
Brother and sister.
Brother and sister.
Parents and children.
You even got the sequence right. Parents and children. Wow. For the sake of what? For the sake of the kingdom of God. They will receive many times more in this age and in the age to come. What will they get? Eternal life. Wow. Well done. And then the fifth and final episode, Jesus calls aside his disciples and says, hey, we've got to go to Jerusalem. Why?
So that the words of the prophets might be fulfilled.
In who? Jesus? In the Son of Man. Well done. So everything that the prophets said about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. So you're seeing the Son of Man as a bookend because it came in the first episode. Now Jesus is a bookend in the fifth episode. And then five things will happen to him. You don't have to get the order right, but what are the five things? He'll be handed over to the Gentiles, and then five things will happen.
Mocked,
insulted, flogged, spat upon, whipped,
yeah,
and killed. But on the third day, he'll rise. But the disciples, they don't understand. The meaning was hidden from them. They didn't understand anything Jesus was saying. Okay, well done, guys. Give yourselves a clap. You're amazing. You guys are amazing. You even got the sequences right. All right, that was not easy. Five episodes. Okay, so what we're going to do, I know this feels weird, but just quickly in pairs, and I think, oh, I did not sign up for this. I know, but just somehow we've tried it out of the other things and it's worked really well. Just in pairs, share with the person next to you, what stood out for you in that story? Not the storytelling, but what stood out for you? What did you like, or what impressed you, or what stood out for you in those stories that we just heard just then? So in pairs, I'll pair up with Stephen. So in pairs or threes, just share with each other, and then we'll hear back from each other. Yeah, so what stood out for you? I think what stood out for me was, you know, the disciples tried to keep away the children, but Jesus said, let them come. So I think that stood out for me. Anything else stand out for you, Steve? Yeah. Cool. All right, we'll be back from the time. All right. Yeah, all right. I'm hearing lots of great discussion. Sorry to cut you short. I can't wait to hear what you guys are saying. But just because of time, I got to cut you short, and we won't be able to hear from everyone. But just in a big, loud voice, and keep it short. But we have to be loud because there are buses everywhere. So what things did you guys discuss?
Oh, we thought just packing that all into 10 minutes was pretty cool.
All right.
That was quite effective.
All right.
Yeah, and just get into the story. Hearing it in that format rather than a discussion of why he did it.
Sure. Yep. Oh, they just like how that it all was able to be packed into 10 minutes. That's what they liked about it. All right.
Oh, we talked about the contrast in the prayers between fasting and fasting. How even as Christians, we're sometimes prone to think that by doing good things, that means righteous in the eyes of God. That's not really about that. It's about repentance, and it's about humility and recognizing our sinfulness.
Okay, sweet. Okay, nice loud voice so these guys can hear because their bus is there. What did you guys say? All right, just unfortunately we don't have time to hear from this half of the room, but we soon will. So back in pairs or threes, this time the question is, what theme do you think holds all five stories together? What do you think all five stories are saying? Like, why did Luke put them all together? He obviously has a message. So what is the message of the five stories? So that's our question, and we'll hear from each other. Okay, Lachlan's team up. Oh, it ends up in the recording. I did the first question, and it's going to be all over the recording. What holds the five stories together? What is the message of the five stories? Oh, yeah, it's not known. It's the widow.
The widow, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, can't wait to hear from everyone. I know that wasn't much time. I'm really, really sorry. All right, let's hear from you guys. Nice loud voice so they can hear, please. In a good way.
What the character of someone is like who wants to enter or already belongs to the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what did you...
Yeah.
Same, what she said, all right.
Praying, humility, dependent, trusting, giving up worldly things.
Mm-hmm. Humility. All right, depending on God.
I guess we had sort of human righteousness as compared to sort of how to enter the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of seeing people relying on the wrong things, but this is, it sort of explains, I guess, how you can enter the kingdom of God.
Oh, all right, thanks. What about this group? Mm-hmm. Sure. Thanks. Mm-hmm. All right. Humility. All right. Thanks. All right. I'll wrap it up just because we're short on time. And I'm not as good as you guys in squeezing it. So I'll give you my summary. So I think what holds all five stories together is everyone is after the same thing. Different words are used. That's why it's hard to remember the terms as we're retelling. But it seems that to inherit eternal life, it's the same as entering the kingdom of God, and it's the same as to be saved. And the way you get that is to find justice from God. That's why there's a theme on justice, and you're trying to be justified. But you won't be justified by trusting in what you can do. How powerful you are, or how much you've kept the commands, you won't find justification or salvation that way. In fact, it is impossible for a person to find out that way. That's what Jesus says. Instead, you have to humble yourself, be like a child, to realize it can only come as a gift from God. Therefore, God have mercy on me, a sinner. And how can God do this? Well, because Jesus has died for us on the cross. That's why it ends with the story of Jesus saying, hey, we have to go to Jerusalem so I can die for everyone and then live for them. So that's how we enter the kingdom of God, because of what Jesus has done. And by our faith and humility and praying to God for this justification, but not by trusting in what we can do, because we will fail and fall short. And just out of interest, do you know what story comes next in the series? Because it's fascinating. I just couldn't tell you the next one because we ran out of time, but they're all tied together. There's a sixth episode that comes next. Do you know what it is? It's the blind man receiving a sign. Because you know how it ends with saying, oh, and the disciples didn't understand, the meaning was hidden from them. So the next one is the blind man has his sight opened by Jesus, meaning the meaning is given to us by Jesus. So that's why we can see and know these things. All right, give yourselves a hand. You guys did very, very well. Thank you. Thank you very much.
The recording that you have just listened to is from the City Bible Forum. For more information about City Bible Forum events in your city, or to order other talks, please visit citybibleforum.org.